This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. I know at the end of hour number two, I said we were going to be doing something completely different. And of course, he didn't answer the phone. We'll adjourn with him on Friday. But we're back live now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electricity. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And as is our want on Wednesday, because this is a... Everything's been odd about this Wednesday till we get to this point now. Because normally on this this time of the day, on Wednesday... We are doing what we're about to do right now, and that is speaking with activist, writer, and instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here, Bill.
Well, everything's working this time. Dean is an old hand at being a radio guest, so when I call him, I know things are good. Are you going? Did you get the invitation to the Ammoland breakfast?
Yes, I did. In fact, I just sent back my acceptance.
All right, me too. There's no breakfast like an Ammoland breakfast. Let me tell you, in Las Vegas,
yeah,
they serve.
Yeah, they're always fun.
Yeah, that's a fun time, even though it's early on the West Coast time.
Well,
but that, for you, you don't care. I mean, that's normal for you. I'm coming out of the
that's
East.
That's right.
You're just sitting there going, ah, yes, early in the morning. I love the nice, bright, brisk air.
True.
All right, let's talk about a few things you've been talking about. Let's start off with the people who wish there were no guns ever, that we could
make guns
go away.
That's one of my favorite articles in the last month. And as I started looking at some papers that the Geneva-based Small Arms Survey has published, and they tend toward disarmament. Their mission statement is to reduce the number of illicit arms in the world. So they tend toward wanting to disarm people. They are accepted generally by most of the left as an authoritative source. But here's the kicker. They try to do factual research. And it's not easy. These numbers are not easy to come by.
Right.
But they actually try to get the best numbers they can. And people on the left will generally accept them. And so I looked at their numbers. They do a report on how many firearms are owned in the world. Well, small arms, and the definition is a little different than just firearms. And then they look at how many are privately owned in all the countries of the world that they can get data for. And so you have that, and then they published a report on homemade, improvised, and craft-made guns. And I read these things. I mean, that's what I do. You know, I look at these things in depth. And it struck me how many privately owned guns are out there that are illegal, that aren't registered, were never registered, or were made, you know, off the books and are out there. And it especially struck me that the country with the most privately owned guns outside of the United States, which has the most, at around 400 million, my estimate is 430 million at the end of this year,
okay,
is India. And India has about 70-plus million guns and only about 10 million are registered. And they cite a source in Small Arms Survey from India,
right,
where they estimated that 2.5 million illegal guns are made every year. And of those, only about, well, they had another source for 2014, which said something about, I think it was about 50,000 were confiscated in 2014. So the number of illicit guns, and remember, they've had extreme gun control in India since 1857 when they had the mutiny slash revolt there. That's when the British imposed gun control on India.
Right.
It's right after that revolt mutiny in 1857. So it's been 160 years in India of extreme gun control, and they have many more private guns there now than they had before. It's just that 6 out of 7 of them are illegal.
Now, if they know that, how come, if they've got all this gun control, how come they're not getting them off the street?
Well, there's all kinds of reasons. First off, people who have an illegal gun usually have it for a reason.
Right.
There's a lot of crime in India, and the police force is not known for being particularly reliable and uncorrupt. Then, you know, the people keep them hidden. They only get them out when necessary, or they think nobody's around, or when, you know, out of an emergency.
Right.
And they don't, they have a societal belief that you don't just turn in your neighbors to the police. So, you know, it's kind of like the war on drugs here.
Right.
Or any kind of underground black market. If you have large numbers of the population that don't trust the police and have a desire for an illicit commodity, you're going to have a lot of it. And unlike drugs, they're not used up. Somebody has, they call them desicata over there, which is country-made, for country-made pistols.
Right.
You have one, well, you don't fire it much because you don't have very many emergencies. It probably lasts for 100 years.
Do they have to get the ammunition on the black market as well?
Yes, and they make their own, too. And I've seen examples of the homemade ammunition. They will, for example, get rifle ammunition on the black market. Well, they make pistols, homemade, craft-made pistols, for that'll work with this rifle ammunition. The rifle ammunition will fit in it, I should say. But for an pistol, it's pretty hard without good heat treating to make a pistol that'll withstand the pressures from, say, a 303 British. So what they do, they pull the bullets, empty out 3/4 of the powder, which gives them some gunpowder to be used somewhere else, and shoot a redosed load in it. And they also, of course, can make their own gunpowder. India, in particular, has a craft industry where they wanted to encourage people in villages to produce stuff and, you know, become productive in an industrial way. And they didn't want big industry. So matches are something everybody needs. So they encouraged all these little tiny manufacturers of matches all over the country. Thousands of them.
Right, right.
And they have to have the chemicals to make the match heads with. Well, the primary chemical you make match heads out of just happens to be the same thing you use in gun primers. So, and of course, black powder, it just takes potassium nitrate and sulfur and charcoal.
So, let me get you a hold at the charcoal part because we're coming up on the break. That is fascinating. They find a way, just like they say in Jurassic Park, nature just finds a way.
That's right.
If there you go.
Demand, there's a way.
Yep. Dean writes, and you can find his stuff at both Ammoland.com and TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Well over 2,500 articles altogether. Go check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmug.com. VacuumMugs.com.
Indeed. Perfect cup of coffee for however long it takes you to drink it. However long it takes you to drink it. Check them out, BurnoutMugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were talking about this article that he wrote about how they wished, a lot of people wished guns would just go away. I wish, wouldn't things be so much better if there were no guns? Now, we didn't get to the part, Dean, about what the findings were regarding, you know, the number of firearms versus law. How much law actually restricts firearms?
This is really interesting because, as I said, in India, they've had strict gun control for 160 years.
Right.
And they have, you know, the second highest number of firearms. Now, they've got a big population, so it's not the highest number per person. But they've got 70-plus million firearms in India, most of them, the vast majority, illegal. And so what we're seeing is the law really doesn't make any difference on how many illegal firearms you have. You can reduce maybe the number of legal firearms because you do that by definition. But you don't reduce the total number of firearms or the number of illegal firearms all that much. Now, what really struck me was they had their number for China. Now, China's got a big population. I think it's smaller than India in population, right, but still has a big population. In China, they said they had 50 million privately owned firearms.
Wow.
But around 600,000 of those are legal. So only about 1.5% are legal. The vast majority, 98% plus, are illegal at nearly 50 million. And they talked about, they said it, and I'm probably going to mangle the pronunciation, okay, in the Songtao Miao Autonomous County in Guizhou province, they make black market semi-automatic pistols for about $45 each. But in the coastal cities, they sell those pistols for $1,500 on the black market.
For a legal gun in China, you said there's 600,000 legal guns in China. Is it like it is, say, in the UK where the majority of legal guns in the UK are side-by-side, double-barreled shotguns?
That number, and they don't have, they didn't list what kind of guns were illegal and legal in China. As I've looked at articles in that get published on the internet here and there,
right,
there's just a huge range of illegal guns in China, from crude muzzle loaders to crude breech loaders that use stud driving ammunition as the propellant, to revolvers, to semi-automatic pistols, to illegal submachine guns, to stolen AK-47s, to black market cannons that different villagers get in war with each other with. I mean, it's this whole panoply of illegal stuff. And to
right,
get those details is probably quite a bit harder than trying to figure out what the raw number is. I was amazed that Small Arms Survey could get that number
right
from China, which isn't known for publishing all its statistical information to the world. But the fact that in China, which is essentially a totalitarian society, well, it used to be more so, that you have about the same number, almost the same number of illegal guns in China per 100 people as you do in Brazil is amazing. And Brazil has illegal homicides, and it's one of the highest in the world. It's
right,
like around 31 homicides per 100,000 people, illegal homicides. And China reportedly has illegal homicides of about 0.7 per 100,000. Well, that's a huge range, and they both have about the same number of illegal guns. So where did the gun control make this huge difference? It didn't. The gun control is just irrelevant for how many homicides you have, because there's lots of ways to kill people, and
right,
homicides really depend on cultural values, on police work, on politics. I mean, there's so much that goes into what makes up homicides. Illegal guns is just a factor that is just chump change. It's a rounding error. It doesn't fit in.
Right. Does a lot of that have to do with, like in Japan, they don't have a lot of murder either, but they have a very homogenous population.
I suspect that's true. I suspect that makes a big difference. If you find countries that are governed well, and I don't know, maybe you could say China was governed well, I don't know, but the countries that are governed well don't have very high homicide rates.
Right.
And you do have where you have a lot of, where you have, the more you have more conflicts, you're going to have higher homicide rates. But there's a couple of countries that have been, had a lot of mixture and have had very low homicide rates. They're not common, but I'd say Switzerland and the U.S. U.S. has had pretty low homicide rates in a lot of areas. And if you track homicide rates, they tend to be what we call conserved inside cultures, where you have a uniform culture. Over the years, the homicide rate tends to be pretty consistent in that culture. And the Japanese, they are very uniform, and they have a culture where for centuries it was literally legal and a mandate that if someone outside the samurai class did anything unusual, they could be killed.
Right.
They could be just executed, and yeah. It wasn't a legal redress for it. So, Japan is a significantly different culture, and they're very highly, highly technologically advanced now, and they're a prosperous country, and all those things probably help. But you get countries that don't have high income, that are very low incomes, and have very low murder rates as well.
Right. We're coming into the next break.
Economics doesn't have much to do with it.
No. Coming into the next break, talking with Dean Linegarten, we're going to move on after. I wanted you to get that the other part about how it doesn't matter as far as crime and everything out there. So that's when we come back. You can find his stuff at truthaboutguns.com and ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
The family of an American who is under arrest in Russia for spying charges fear for his safety. Brother David Whalen says Russia detained 48-year-old retired Marine Paul Whalen last week while he was in Moscow, and officials are calling it a spy mission. David Whalen says he'll have to trust the Russian lawyers to represent his brother, Paul.
We will go along with the embassy's recommended list, and hopefully Paul will find a lawyer that will be able to help him through the criminal allegations that Russia has alleged.
A 2-year-old boy at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida, was rushed to the hospital after the child fell into a rhino exhibit. British police are treating a New Year's Eve stabbing as a terrorist attack. Three people, including a police officer, were seriously injured after being stabbed at the Manchester railway station. Pope Francis also issued a New Year's message where he called for unity this year. The Pope said we all dwell in the same house, but not as brothers and sisters. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out at BurnoutMugs.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean, have you ever... I've been invited to New York City a lot. I want to go just so I can go to B&H Photo. And there's some people that listen to the show that I want to meet there, too. But I've never gone because I have to go up there unarmed. But now I can go to New York armed.
Yes, if you got nunchucks. But don't carry a knife.
Well, is a knife not covered? How is it that you look at nunchucks and say, well, these are covered by the Second Amendment? Knife? Nope. What about guns?
Well,
are guns covered by the Second Amendment?
Just tremendous question. And there's currently a lawsuit against New York City for selective knife enforcement. Knife Rights is sponsoring it, and it should be a slam dunk, but it right. was originally pushed as the law was vague because you couldn't tell whether, you know, if you picked up a particular knife in a store, you couldn't tell whether it would be what they call an illegal gravity knife or not, because an ordinary person can't tell.
Right.
Because the standard in New York City is of a policeman who's trained real hard on how to get a knife to flick open by pushing on the blade, say, while holding on the handle and flicking his hand just so, after a number of tries, if he can get that blade to open with one hand, it's considered a gravity knife. And that's a crime, and you can get jail time and fines. And the attorney previously, one of the prosecutors in New York City, gosh, I should have his name in front of me, they prosecuted thousands and thousands of cases, mostly minorities, and essentially it's a shakedown racket. And anyway, so now the question is whether they could do the same thing with nunchucks now that they have this ruling. Well, you know, there's so many laws in New York. They probably are going to find something to arrest you on if you go around with nunchucks in your pocket. It would be disturbing the peace. It would be carrying a concealed weapon because only the top third, two-thirds of them is visible. You know, there's some way they're going to find to go after you, very likely. But this is the start of the process where we roll back decades of infringements on the Second Amendment. And the judge's ruling in that case, her name is Chen, which I thought was kind of cool, is brilliant. I read the whole thing. It's only like 35 pages or so. And it's absolutely brilliant. She lays out with precedent from the extant rulings in Heller and McDonald and Catano all of the reasons why New York can't just flat out ban a whole class of weapons when it has no evidence whatsoever that these things are predominantly used in crime. And that's what we had. It followed, the ban on nunchucks follows a formula the left has used for over 100 years in the U.S.
Right.
And what it is you demonize the weapon to be banned in the media. It only takes a few reporters writing stories, and maybe even just one, as I remember in the case of the switchblade ban. There was one guy who was pushing this. He started writing stories, and then some other people started writing stories. And then a legislator in New York picked it up as a way to back his name, you know, get his name in the press, I would say. And then you push for a ban in the legislature based on these anecdotes. No real data, just a few anecdotes. And then you get some testimony by some friendly police officer say, oh, yeah, we got to ban this. And you ignore the right to keep and bear arms. There's no real organized opposition, because how many people are going to bat for switchblades or slungshot or gravity knot or a sap or nunchuck or a stun gun? So the opposition is weak. Media support is strong. The media supports the ban as common sense. Then the legislature throws in a few exceptions for law enforcement, and the bill passes. The media grants accolades. Everybody did a wonderful job. And then it's on the books for decades as tens and hundreds and thousands of innocent people are victimized. And that's the formula, and that's the way it has worked. That's what happened in this ban on nunchucks in New York. The reason for the ban was kung fu movies. I mean, it's insane.
It happened 1 year. I think it happened 1 year after Bruce Lee passed away.
Yeah, it was 1976 or 74, I think.
Yeah.
And this lawyer, he must have been not too long out of law school at the time, James Maloney, is an amateur martial artist, and he was arrested for having nunchucks in his home. That's what he had created a style of martial art that he wanted to teach to his sons, and he was outraged. I don't think he got convicted. I think they just arrested him, said, you know, you can't do this, put the fear of God in, confiscated his nunchucks. Anyway, he was just totally outraged by this, and he filed a lawsuit. It was about 3 years later. He's arrested in 2000, and he filed the lawsuit in 2003.
Right.
So maybe he was in law school at the time. I'm not sure. But anyway, he filed this lawsuit, and he's been pursuing this lawsuit for 15 years. And in the process, the Heller decision was passed where the Supreme Court said, yeah, the Second Amendment really is a right. And then the McDonald decision was passed that said, yes, it applies to the state. And what happened is that the trial judge in his case said, nah, this isn't worthwhile. It's a junk lawsuit. We're throwing it out. So he appealed it to the Second Circuit. And the Second Circuit said, nah, this is a junk lawsuit. We're throwing it out. But about the time that the Second Circuit threw it out, the Supreme Court came up with the McDonald decision. And he said, appealed it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, we're taking this. And then they sent it back down to the Second Circuit, saying, you got to relook at this. And the Second Circuit said, oh, no, it's not our fault. We're sending it back down to the district court. And then the district court switched judges because it's been like 10 years by this point. And then they're saying, okay, redo it. So 3 years or four, I think it was 4 years after it got back down to the district court level, they eventually have a bench trial and he wins. And that's the decision we got just a few days ago. But now it can be appealed again.
Yeah.
And by the state of New York. And we just have a new attorney general who's a radical leftist in the state of New York and hates guns and hates the NRA. So will she appeal it? Well, we don't know. We'll have to wait and see. She's got 30 days.
Coming up on the next break, this is why Dean comes on the show. This is the stuff, the width that he covers in the topic is what blows me away. And we got one more for you. You can find his stuff at both Amaland.com and TruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Perfect cup of coffee for however long it takes you to drink it. BurnoutMugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. When I think of gun storage, Dean, that when I'm not at SHOT Show or something like that, I enjoy carrying guns so much that I just hang the one. I've got one in like a holster, and everything else is hanging around my neck.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if certain safe storage states would consider this to be safe storage, although I know where they are. I have complete and total control over them, and I'm guarding them, too. But you wrote an article the other day about Massachusetts, which has a very strict safe storage law. Tell us about what happened and what transpired with this.
Well, Massachusetts is the only state in the union that makes it illegal for a whole state for you to have a gun in your home that isn't locked up. Everything has to be locked up unless you're actually using the gun. They say unless it's actually under your control. Now, that's a kind of a wishy-washy phrase, and exactly what it means hasn't been beaten about too much in the Massachusetts courts. So it's possible that if you're in your house and you've got a shotgun stuck in the corner of a closet, that it might be considered under your control. But it might not, and you might go to jail.
Right.
What happened is that you had a young man, about 25, and his girlfriend, and they had they were fostering, which I guess they probably would say rescued, a pit bull. Well, it didn't work out well. The pit bull decided that he didn't want to be pushed off the bed by the young man. And he grabbed the guy's arm and started mauling him. And he had it, the young man, 25, had a legal Massachusetts permit and was able to grab a 9mm pistol and shoot the pit bull and kill it and stop the mangling. He went to hospital and was, you know, had to be there for a while.
Right.
And what happened? The police came. They took away the dead dog and all his guns and ammunition for safekeeping.
Ah.
Now, I don't know if he's got them back or not. I don't know if he's going to be charged with improper storage of a firearm. But this is something that in the original Heller case was about a D.C. law that said you had to have your firearms unloaded and locked up or disassembled.
Right.
And that's where the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. That violates the Second Amendment. There hasn't been a gun storage case that's gotten to the Supreme Court since Heller, which was 2008. So it's 10 years.
McDonald's.
In the meantime, you have San Francisco and a number of other cities in California that have passed gun storage laws that are pretty draconian. They're very similar to Massachusetts, except they say the gun has to be unloaded. In the Massachusetts law, I didn't see anything where it said the gun had to be unloaded, just said it had to be locked up or had to have a trigger lock on it, which they considered the same thing.
Right.
But in the San Francisco law and some other cities in California, it has to be unloaded and locked up. Unless you're actually using it or it's on your person. Well, that's a standard that I think is not viable at the Supreme Court. Because are you supposed to wear that gun to bed with you when you go to bed at night? So
take
if you
a shower
have
with
to
it.
Defend yourself in the middle of the night if somebody's breaking into your house, are you supposed to, you know, take the time to get the gun outside of a safe and then load it before you can take any action?
Right.
I think that would not stand up to Supreme Court scrutiny, but the Supreme Court hasn't been willing to take a case yet.
Right.
And we just don't know. You know, the Supreme Court takes very few cases in a year. I mean, they have a pretty heavy workload. They take about 80 cases, roughly. But there's about 8,000 cases that apply. So they only take about 1% of the people that want to be heard at the Supreme Court. So, you know, there's some reasons why they haven't taken Supreme Court cases. Some of them are halfway legitimate, and some of them are not legitimate. A lot of the justices just don't want to take a case. And I think part of it, before Gorsuch and Kavanaugh were appointed, was people at the Supreme Court on both sides couldn't really predict which way it might go. Because you had both sides, until Scalia died anyway, had about four semi-reliable votes, and then you had Kennedy who'd swing either way.
Right.
Well, now that we've got Gorsuch and Kavanaugh in there, we might see them actually take a case regarding the Second Amendment. Now, they did take one, I have to admit, that people have mostly overlooked, and that's the Catano case, and it was heavily relied on in this decision in New York that we talked about, which was a fantastic decision. The Ameland article goes over all the wonderfully rational things she developed in that decision. So if you want to read it, go there. But anyway, she relied on Catano, and Catano was a stun gun case, also in Massachusetts, I think, and they had banned stun guns, and this woman used one to defend herself outside the home, and they struck down the Massachusetts ban on stun guns and said any bearable arm is protected by the Second Amendment. So, you know, that was a pretty good, and it was unanimous, by the way. That wasn't a 5-4 split. Catano was a unanimous decision. And that's what was relied on in New York, and that's why I think that if we can get a case to the Supreme Court, there's a good chance that they'll give us a reasonable decision. It's really sad when something appears to to us to be so absolutely black and white.
Right.
But we can't rely on the courts to deliver a rational decision.
That is bad.
Well, rational by our standards. If you go by the standards of progressives who think it's perfectly all right to lie and to obfuscate to get the result they want, and they consider that moral because the end justifies the means,
right,
then they're being rational, too. We don't want anybody to have guns. If we have to lie to do it, if we have to break our oaths of office, it doesn't matter. There's no God out there who can, you know, punish us.
Makes
sense. I'm saying
that
from a progressive viewpoint.
Of course, yeah. That's always their thing. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I do. We're getting ready. We're coming up on the end of the show. One thing that I wanted to get to that we didn't get a chance to get to that I guess we'll reconvene this in 2019 was these recent figures that came out of CDC that are different from the Uniform Crime Report figures. Where
that's fascinating, and I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah,
it's hard to dig into those weeds and see why they're saying that there's over 3,000 more homicides than the FBI is saying. That's a big difference in the U.S.
That's a gigantic difference. Yeah, that's three or four states worth of difference. So we will reconvene and talk about that. Thank you for coming on the show tonight, as always. And very shortly, we'll do two or three more of these prior to SHOT Show. And then Dean and I will be hanging out at breakfast at the Lux Cafe or something. I'm not really sure where it is, but we'll be hanging out there.
It'll be great.
It will be great.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.